asking God, whatever work is necessary in my life today, please do it, Lord. Don't pass me by. The Spirit and the glory. First Peter chapter 4, verse 14. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. The emphasis, the Spirit of glory and of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Our objective here this morning is to understand the relationship between the Spirit and the glory. And secondly, we want to understand how to function with the Spirit in order to manifest the glory. The relationship between the Spirit and the glory. Two things must be made clear from Scripture. First, the Spirit of God is the Spirit of glory. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of glory. Where the Spirit of God is found, the glory of God can be found. The climate of the Spirit, the climate of the glory. The move of the Spirit is the move of the glory. So let it be firmly established that the Spirit of God is the Spirit of glory. Second thing is transformation from one level of glory to another happens by the agency of the Spirit. Transformation from one level of glory to another is facilitated by the agency of the Spirit. We all, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory. Those two things are very important. Question is, how do we engage with the Spirit? Say it like this. If we have established that the Spirit of God is the Spirit of glory, and that transformation from one level of glory to another happens by the agency of the Spirit, they will want to establish that engagement with the Spirit equals explosion with the glory. When we engage with the Spirit of God adequately, we explode in the glory of God. If we can be sufficiently engaged with the Spirit, we can explosively explode with the glory. Engagement with the Spirit equals explosion with the glory. So men of the Spirit are men of the glory. Women of the Spirit are women of the glory. People who know how to walk and move with the Spirit, they know how to explode in the glory. Somebody say amen. So, how do we then engage with the Spirit in order to explode in the glory? Number one, by praying in the Spirit. Liketeke babakalaga baratasa. Jagala sefeko jamakalatasa. Paul was a man who exploded in the glory. He walked in more glory than any other person in his generation. Paul talked about the glory more than any other person. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. And so on and so forth. But Paul also prayed in tongues more than everybody else. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 18. He told the Corinthian church, he said, I thank my God. I speak with tongues more than ye all. Ye all. The Corinthian church put together, I speak in tongues more than ye all. How do you engage with the Spirit to explode with the glory? By praying in the Spirit. Number two, by worshiping in the Spirit. Paul the Apostle spoke in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and in verse 15. He said, what is it then? I will pray with the Spirit and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit and I will sing with the understanding also. In Ephesians chapter 5 and in verse 18 to 20, he said, and be not drunk with wine, wherein there is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You can be led to sing spiritual songs at times, songs that are wordless. Maximum engagement with the Spirit. By worshiping in the Spirit. Number three, by the leading of the Spirit. By the leading, by following the leading of the Spirit. In Romans chapter 8, verse 13 and 14. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, and it is sons that manifest in glory. By
by the leading of the Spirit, you explode in the glory. Is God speaking to someone here at all? By living your life by the leading of the Spirit. By strategic direction of the Spirit. By not just making decisions arbitrarily. By making decisions based on the guidance of the Holy Ghost. By the leading of the Spirit. You explode in the glory. Number four. By walking in the Spirit. By walking in the Spirit and not walking in the flesh. By walking in the Spirit. Paul the Apostle speaking. In Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Who walk not after the flesh. He went further to say in verse 4 that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, he said, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit. And you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Walk in the Spirit. Be guided. Be moved by the Spirit. Don't let the flesh control your life. Don't let the mind control your life. Let the Spirit of God control your life. And when you are in such a category, you explode in the glory. People in the physical who live by natural things can never be controlled by the glory. When we say that, I mean, there are times where, like I said the other day, food is available, but you don't feel like eating. Well, you don't eat because food is ready. You don't eat because there is food. You eat because there is the need to eat. You slept last night and you woke up this morning, you didn't plan at all to fast. All of a sudden you saw food and the food lost taste. All of a sudden there is no appetite at all. You don't force yourself to eat because food is on the table. He said, walk in the Spirit. Am I communicating at all? The journey may be ready for you to move, but you are not ready for the journey. Everything has been planned, but you don't feel moved to go. You don't force yourself to go. I was to travel somewhere. Far country that may take me almost 20 something hours to go to preach. Everything is ready. Visa was ready. But I had no feeling inside to move. So when my wife said, we are going to be traveling to so and so country, I said, if we travel. I said, if we travel. And she's wondering, why are you saying if? If ticket is ready, they had already checked us in. So I said, if we travel. Long story made short, the travel couldn't happen because there was no move to go. Then at the dying minute when we asked them to send us the program of my ministration schedule in the program, my preaching schedule was 20 minutes. And then I'm to finish preaching about 5 minutes before I board the flight back. So I said, I travel all the way from here to go for to minister for 20 minutes and then I'm not able to catch the flight back. That's a fantastic journey, man. But before I saw the detail, I knew I wouldn't go. There was no move to go. Everything inside reacted against going.
Many people lose the anointing because they go where God didn't send them. And I saw the program schedule. Other people also had 15 minutes, 20 minutes. 15 other people on the program. Other things that was not word will be 1 hour, 45 minutes. I said, see priority. Oh, this is the kind of, this is the emphasis of this kind. Oh, okay, we are not there. We are not there. Take your seat. How do we explode in the glory? By walking with the Spirit. Not moving by the flesh. Not saying everything is already concluded, this and that has already is already said, and you force yourself. That was what led to the end of Saul's reign. He said, I waited for Samuel to come for the sacrifice, and he didn't come. So I forced myself. That's the word Saul used. I forced myself and offered the sacrifice. And when he finished forcing himself, Samuel arrived and said, what have you done? You failed to obey God. God has taken the kingdom away from you. Everything you force yourself to do leads you out of the will of God. Everything you do where you have no peace at all leads you outside of the plan of God. Whatever you have to force yourself to do, you put yourself under pressure to do, is leading you outside the glory of God, outside the plan of God. I tell people, I said, there is nothing compulsory in life except to make heaven. Hallelujah. Force yourself and force a relationship to keep on going on. And force yourself to get married. And force yourself on things and so on. Not necessary. How do we engage the Spirit to explode in the glory? By praying in the Spirit. By worshiping in the Spirit, by the leading of the Spirit, by walking in the Spirit, and number five, by the impartation of the Spirit. By the impartation of the Spirit. Bringing yourself inside a climate where something can drop on you. And the impartation of the Spirit happens through the preaching of the word. When you come under the climate of the word by someone who is at a higher level spiritually or in any way than yourself, he says, and the Spirit entered into me as he spake unto me. Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 2. And the Spirit entered into me as when he spake unto me and set me on his feet. And John chapter 6 verse 63. The words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6, 63. They are spirit and they are life. Throughout this conference, there has been a transfer of spirit, an impartation of spirit. There are times where you listen to a message and you listen to it, and all of a sudden, bam! The young man pastor's preaching yesterday said, He asked me and said, what do I do to be able to preach like you do? Or do this? He said, just hang around. And then by just being around, when it landed on him and he exploded, himself was not aware. But something happened. By the impartation of the Spirit, you can move into an explosion of the glory. I believe that there are people seated here today. Between when you came and now, something already dropped on you. And even this morning, I believe something will drop on you that will shift your life to the next level. You believe that, shout the loudest. Amen. What is the outcome of engagement with the Spirit as it relates to the explosion of the glory? When you engage well, number one, outcome is access to depth of light. Access. Praying in the Spirit, worshiping in the Spirit, following the leading of the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, the impartation of the Spirit will give you access to depth of light.
talking about revelation. In John chapter 16 verse 13, scripture says,
when the spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you the things to come. Access to depth of light, revelation. And what will the revelation do for you? It will connect you with glory. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. There are things you never see out of scripture until light you never see until you are sufficiently engaged with the Spirit of God. And then that catapults your life to the next level. Number two is access to divine guidance and direction. By connecting with, engaging with the Spirit, you have access to divine guidance and direction. And the Spirit led him. And the Spirit of the Lord said to him, talking about Philip. And of course, Romans chapter 8 verse 14, where we read, as many as are led by the Spirit of God. It takes the leading of God for a man to land in the place of glory. You remember the children of Israel in the book of Exodus chapter 13 and in verse 20 and 21 or 21 and 22. The Lord went before them in a pillar of cloud to lead them by the way, and by the night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and by night. He directed them. The Spirit of God, as we engage with the Spirit of God, you are directed. Who is the right husband or right wife? What is the right thing to do with my life? Where am I doing the ministry? You see, until you are found in the location, you don't experience the glorification. Until you are found in your God-ordained location, you don't experience the glorification. God will never do the right thing at the wrong place. So we need the leading and the guidance of the Spirit to take you. That is the second thing that happens by the engagement of the Spirit. The third is insight into your God-ordained, insight into God-ordained inheritance. Insight. By engaging the Spirit of God, you get to know what is yours from God. You get to know what belongs to you by God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 and 10. As it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them to us by the Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things. Yeah. The deep things of God. There are things that belong to your destiny. There are things that are yours under God. There are realms you are to be in God. But you have no access to them. You don't know that they exist and that they belong to you. And until they are revealed to you, they never belong to you. But by engagement with the Spirit, you realize that where you have been calling destination is just one of the locations. By the Spirit of God, you realize that there is more to what God wants you to do with your life than what is current. By the Spirit of God, you realize by engagement with the Spirit, what is the outcome number four, is transformation from level of glory, from one level of glory to higher levels of glory. Or say transformation to higher levels of glory. The Spirit of God shifts your level. It shifts you in the apostolic. It shifts your depth of teaching. You are a teacher, but it can be shifted to a higher depth. It shifts your accuracy and precision in the prophetic and the apostolic.
It shifts the weight of your impact in the apostolic. It increases your pastoral muscle so that you have the capacity to do more. It sharpens your administrative edge. It's the same thing you are doing, but you are doing it at a sharper level. Am I communicating?
Moses was a leader. But leadership is in levels. The Bible said he led flock. He led. That is leadership. He led the flock of his father-in-law. He led to the backside of the desert. And God said, you have been a leader over animal. Let me make you a leader over a country. Shift in levels. Shift. Peter was a fisherman. But Jesus said, you have been fishing people. Let me shift your fishing capacity to a higher level. I will make you you have been fishing fish. Let me make you a fisher of men. Joseph was a manager. He managed the house of Potiphar. Then he managed the prison. Then God said, let me take you to manage a whole nation. So these things are in levels. Where we are in the healing ministry, it's not where we were 20-something years ago. Where we are in many other realms, it's not where we were. Was not where we were many, many years ago. So it shifts. Engagement with the Spirit shifts your level. Now, there is nobody here who is returning back to the same level. That amen is not a good one. There is not one person here who is returning back. To your country, to the church, to your business, to your family, back to the same level. You are not permitted to go back to meet what you left at the same level. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. A louder most amen. Tell somebody by yourself, say, I am not going back to the same level. I am not returning to the same level. No way. Take your seat. The final thing that the engagement with the Spirit will do for you is access to different dimensions of glory. Apart from shifting in level on the same glory realm. That is, apart from shifting, if it was teaching, for example, shifting in the level of the teaching glory, the same teaching glory, apart from that, he can give you capacity to access a glory realm that you never knew existed. Everybody had once known you as a rugged evangelist, and suddenly a pastoral glory landed. You had been known as a very conservative pastor, and suddenly a rugged prophetic joined it. That's what I mean, because there are different dimensions of glory. And as we walk with God, the things unfold from dimension to dimension. I didn't know what was called writing a song or receiving a song when I started ministry. It wasn't part of my scope. It wasn't inside what was in my mind. It wasn't part of what. It didn't cross my mind once as I stepped into ministry that there would be anything called an album. Not one. The other day, Pastor Godwin was asking me, the songs are so many. Are they up to 1,000 now? I said, I don't know the number. That's the truth. I have not sat down to say, what is the number?
And for a while now, we have deliberately calmed down on either receiving or receiving and writing and so on, because we have so many, we have not been able to, we have to manage them well. We just have to manage. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the Spirit of God introduces you to a different dimension of glory that you didn't have it. You may not have had in mind. That was why they said, is Saul also among the prophets? We know Saul for other things, but not for prophecy. We know Saul with other things, but not with prophecy. And there are people here today, after God is true with you, it is not just the people who know you that will be shocked. You will be shocked. I mean, you will be asking yourself, am I the person? Am I this same person? Is this me? What happened to me? It is not that people will be asking you what happened to you. You will be asking yourself, what happened to me? Somebody shout the loudest, amen.
Say a louder amen. Take your seat. Let me say it again. At least I am aware that somebody will be ushered into some a dimension in this conference that God had already preordained for your life that you were not aware of, that you'll be introduced to after this conference. If you believe you are that one, your amen will be the loudest. You can jump on your feet and shout that amen louder. Remain standing up on your feet. Everything about the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the baseline requirement for the Spirit of God to go into full work is desperate hunger. First, passion. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved. Everything was there was one translation said that the earth was empty. Empty. There is that vacuum inside you that drags the pull of the Spirit. That sense of vacuum, that sense of emptiness, that sense of I need to be filled. No wonder I say, blessed are those who hunger and thirst. Blessed are those who have a vacancy for me. He said, get empty vessels, not a few. But set aside that one which is full. He's saying, I don't have dealings with anybody who is full. 2 Kings chapter 4. The prophet's widow. Get empty vessels, not a few. And begin to fill them. Verse 3 and 4. But set aside. Then he said, go borrow the vessels I brought of all thine. Even empty, hungry vessels. Desirous vessels, thirsty vessels, vessels with space inside them, vessels that are passionate for something. He said, but in case anyone is full, set him aside. There are many gods set aside. Many pastors have been set aside. Many bishops, archbishops, set aside. Because they are full. There are people who ended before they started. They got satisfied before they got initiated into the journey. I know many of them. They are too contented. It's just. You see, we are the elders in the land. You see, in those days, you know, when we started, things were very, very difficult. But now, you know, we are just the ones that we are the pioneers. We are the leading lions. We are the forefathers. We occupied it. You know, you are just coming, but we have been here for long. That is the mystery why some latecomers overtake frontliners. Because God is no respecter of age. He doesn't respect your physical age. Neither does he have any respect for your age in ministry. It doesn't matter how long you have been there. Where your hunger stops, there your glory ends. And one of the worst things that can happen to anybody is to be set aside by God while you are still alive. I heard from Benny Hinn one day. He was doing a crusade in Texas or somewhere. And he said, so one big man, I think he was a bishop, big cross on his neck. The man seemed to be overwhelmed by the conference, weeping and weeping and weeping. So naturally, he was moved the way you move and go and lay hands on people. And as he was about to touch him, God said, don't touch him. He has never heard a word like that before. Don't touch him. And for you to be moving to try to touch people, and you heard such a voice, it needs to be audible enough. Because in the course of this kind of thing, you don't have the time to... Don't touch him. He said, Lord, why? Answer, I have rejected him. Set aside that which is full. Anywhere a man's hunger ends, sicknesses are on ground or death is near. Oh yes, anytime a person can't eat again, it's a major concern in the hospital. Anorexia is a at any age, whether it's a child or an adult, it's not eating. He has no desire to eat, no appetite. He is not eating food, but he's full. It's a state of emergency. As it is in the physical, so it is in the spiritual. Anytime a person has arrived at a spot where he desires nothing more, he is satisfied with where he is. No passion, no hunger, no desire, no pressure. It happens a lot in all forms of ministries. And I tell people, until you see Jesus face to face, there is still one level you haven't reached. Until we see him face to face, there is something to see you haven't seen. Because it's when we see him that we shall be as he is. There is still a mantle, there is still a realm, there is still a glory, there is still a manifestation, there is still a miracle type that you have not seen. There is still a dimension of move. There is still some operations you have not experienced. There is testimony you haven't heard. What do we see? You will not be alive and be set aside. The other day, I saw Kenneth Copeland was speaking. He said God told him that there is an anointing to function in between the age of 80 and 90. That there is another anointing between 90 and 100. Another one between 100 and 110. Another one between 110 and 120. He says, so when people die around 80 or 80 something, there are anointings they never saw. And he made up his mind he will see them. He made up his mind That realm is there. Who were with the old man, Maurice Cirillo the other day, Dr. Maurice Cirillo the other night. The man is as if he's in between heaven and earth now. Now. He's between there and here. We're talking, he said, oh, I'm looking forward to heaven. I'm looking forward. Looking forward. He said, Paul, I'll be looking down from there and looking at you and say, do it more. Wake up. Move. Walk more. He prayed for the people he came with. Everyone whose hand he held, any cough he coughed was razor sharp. Razor sharp. As if an angel. At that age, they are so near everything. That was what Kenneth Copeland was saying. That there is a dimension that is between those levels, and he wants to see them. At that age, the man is still struggling to see some realms. He celebrated 50-something years of ministry. Am I communicating? Meanwhile, most of his age mates have retired since. God set aside that which is full. This morning, we are going to express hunger. Lord, I've seen nothing yet. I'm satisfied with what? I haven't even started yet. Father, I am hungry for the outpour of your spirit that will shift my life to the next dimension of glory. I am hungry for the outpour of your spirit that will shift my life to the next dimension of glory. Now listen, before we go, look at Isaiah, please. Isaiah 44, verse 3. We do that while I'm standing. Isaiah chapter 44. It said, for I will pour water, and water is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your seed. That is the same thirsty ground, and my blessing upon thy offspring. My spirit answers to hunger. In Isaiah chapter 32 and in verse 15. And he said, when that spirit is poured up from on high, the wilderness shall become a fruitful field. And the fruitful field shall be turned into a forest. When I pour my spirit in response to your hunger, in response to your hunger, the wilderness shall become a fruitful field. And the fruitful field shall be counted for a forest. Isaiah 32 and in verse 15. There are people, God wants to turn what you are doing into a forest. The place is too dry and too empty. He wants to turn the land into a forest. He said, but I will do it in response to your hunger, in response to your thirst, in response to your yearning. Lord, I have seen nothing yet. I am empty. I am looking for something. Lift your voice and begin to speak to God. First of all, thank him for what you have received today. Thank him for what you have received today. Thank him for what you have received today. Begin to speak to God. Talk to God. Talk to God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I am in your presence, Lord. I am hungry for something. I am hungry for something. I refuse to be fooled. I am hungry for something. I am hungry for something. I cannot be set aside. 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 Because I am not full. I am not full. I am empty. I am hungry. I am desirous. I cannot be set aside. Because I am not full. I am hungry. I am desirous. Open your mouth and speak to God.
There is no water, Lord. Let me see your power and glory as in the sanctuary. In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. You see your power and glory as in the sanctuary. And I draw your breath from you. There is no other. Let me see your power. I see the center. And I draw your breath to you. Let me see your power and glory. I see the sanctuary.
In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands. Ask the Lord. Ask the Lord for an explosion of the glory as His Spirit comes upon you today to show me light I have not seen before. Guide my steps to the next thing you want me to do with my life. Show me my possession, my inheritance. Move me from one level of glory to the other. Usher me to another dimension of glory I have not known before. Open your mouth and speak to God right now. Father, I have access. I make demands on access to depth of light and insight, to divine guidance and direction. Take me into my possession, my inheritance. Transformation for my life from level to level. A different dimension of glory I have not known. Take me there.
Let me see your power and glory. I see the sanctuary. Let me see your power and glory. Let me see your power and glory. Let me see your power and glory. I see the sanctuary. Let me see your power and glory. I see the sanctuary. Let me see your power and glory. I see the sanctuary.
In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands high now.
Metumakagi. Your hands, oh
Lord, please don't let me go. Please, the way I came today, mashallah, touch me with your hand. Take me with your hand. Is there somebody crying out to God? Please don't let me go back to my country, back to my city, the same way I came. Don't let me go.
today. Touch me with your hand. Lift your hands everywhere you are. I can't go the way I came. You didn't come all the way from Australia to go back the same. You didn't come all the way from America to go back the same. You didn't come all the way from Kenya to go back the same. Lift your hands, Lord, what you have for me today, I receive. I can't go back the same. 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 Open your mouth and speak to God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master.
In Jesus' name. Master, we thank you. Lift your hands high. Jesus, lift your hands high. Whisper that name, Jesus. Again.
Let the glory of the Lord come down. Let the glory of the Lord come down. Let the glory of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the glory of the Lord come. Have your right of way, Lord. Move freely, Lord. Change someone's life. Change someone's story. Father, give somebody a reason to be here. Give somebody a reason. Justify our reasons to be here. From all over the world, justify the reason why we are here. By the move of your power. By the move of your anointing. By the of your glory, by the move of your impact, justify our reason for being here, Lord. Father, thank you. Oh.
have your bottles of oil, you can take it up.
I speak that by the reason of this anointing. We talked about the spirit and the glory. And the oil communicates the spirit. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 13. And Saul, Samuel poured the oil and the spirit of God came in. The spirit is about to be communicated by the oil. And by this communication, access to fresh light. Access to divine direction. Insight into your God-ordained inheritance. Transformation from one level of glory to another. And access to different dimensions of glory ordained by God for your life. Chains are also broken. Afflictions are also broken. Bondage also disappears. This oil, by the reason of this anointing, wherever you will anoint, the altar of the church itself, the business premises, your house, the city where you have come from, the nation where you have come from, by the reason of the anointing, I declare a new release of the glory of God. A new release of the glory of God. A new dimension of glory upon your life. Upon your family, upon your head today, let it be in the name of Jesus. Take a little of that oil in your hand and then close the bottle, drop it, and you lift up that hand. I'm going to make demands and ask God to flow through that point of contact in your hand, and you will apply it on your head and begin to declare the things you want from God based on his word this morning. Lift the hands high now. Don't anoint your head yet, just the hand, and lift it up. And begin to tell God, what is it that you are trusting by the reason of this oil point of contact to happen to you today? Open your mouth and speak it to God. Mm-hmm.
I will worship you with all of my strength. Shadana. Lift your voice and speak to God. Do something new in my life. Something strange in my life. Something fireful in my life. Something extensive in my life. Something explosive in my life. Let the fear of man and God, the Latinum in the Lalas, Lefira Nima Nana Saladi, the Levina Maradash, Leferete Sina Mana Galade Ferunamas, Leferite Sido Galamene Telefinina Galadash. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lay the hand high up. It is a moment of glory impartation. A moment of fire impartation. Divine visitations. Angelic visitations. Healing visitations. Deliverance visitation. Divine intervention visitation, a change of story and a change of situation completely. In the hand high, at the count of seven, you place it on your head and scream, glory! And with that scream, you place it on your head, blast in tongues. Giftings will erupt. That's right. Graces will just erupt. Dimensions of glory will be imparted. Gifts that disappeared before. Revelation gifts, apostolic gifts, evangelistic gifts will be returned and restored. Please ensure you are not distracted. Teaching depths will be restored. Fire in another dimension will be restored. Help from above. Lay the hand high now. at the count of seven. That's right. The most needed encounter for you is about to happen right now. The most important gift of the Spirit that is needed for you now is about to be released. At the count of seven, you place the oil on your forehead with your hand and scream, "Glory!" And then you blast in tongues. Father, let it flow. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, guess this. Something is about to happen. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And 7.
Yeah!
Jesus' precious name.
Go ahead and lift your hands and appreciate him.
Help, help over there, quickly, quickly, quickly. We praise your holy name.
You are great in the miracles, so great. There is no one else like you. There is no. You are great. You are great.
Mashabadabala.
Sit 1 minute. Been a very intense moment in the presence of God. There have been diverse healings, diverse encounters. That ulcer was healed. Hypertension, migraine, diabetes, breast condition.